Now, the last batch of news on this part one. We'll hear of the Norfolk Day celebrations and how Lutus have helped produce a super bike for the Olympics. The university offers advice on the city's problem with seagulls, and a local artist sees his work hung at the football club. Shall we start with Norfolk Day? It has become an integral part of the county's social calendar, and this year's Norfolk Day has been one of the best to date. The annual celebration takes place every year on July the 27th and is spearheaded by the Eastern Daily Press, Norwich Evening News and BBC Radio Norfolk. It also welcomed back Richardson's as its headline sponsor for 2021. Here are some of the events which took part in the city. A quick whiz around the City of Stories was enjoyed by revellers soaking up the Norfolk Day atmosphere in Norwich. Norwich Business Improvement District City hosts ran two tours with one of the city host supervisors, Richard Edwards. A two-hour Shard Lakes Norwich guided walk tour took place in the city with guide Paul Dixon. Its inspiration was C.J. Sansom's best-selling novel Tombland, featuring Tudor lawyer Matthew Shardlake's visit to the city at the time of Kett's Rebellion in 1549. The event raised £998 for charity Norfolk and Waveney Mind. Dozens turned out in Norwich to watch the maiden voyage of the Tiffany Rose, recently purchased by the Maid's Head Hotel in Tombland. Sailings of the Frolic 31 riverboat were put on in honour of Norfolk Day. Connect Bus hosted its Meet for a Mardle event between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wesselgate in the city. The event was supported by members of the Norwich Together Alliance, NTA, to raise awareness of its own services to reduce loneliness. The Chatty Bus was on display alongside members of the NTA.
One of the men behind creating the new Team GB bike, unveiled by Norfolk firm Lutus ahead of the Olympics, said it all comes down to making a fraction of a second difference. Richard Hill, chief aerodynamicist at Lotus's Hethel base, has been with the car firm for more than 30 years. He worked with Chris Boardman on the record-breaking Type 108 bike ridden to victory in the 1982 Barcelona Games. However, although many people will want to remember the Boardman bike, the new one is very different. Mr. Hill said, "It's down to F1 levels of time. In 1992, cycle sport changed forever, but things have moved on since then. Back then it was about creating an airflow around the bike. But now it's about integrating the bike with the rider in perfect harmony. Bikes don't ride themselves, they need riders. It's taken 2 years to develop the technology to do this, using the precision engineering at Lutus, which is also deployed in its cars. Engineering is all about physics, and it doesn't make a difference if you've got four wheels or two. The engineering principles are the same. Riders were subjected to hours testing the bike in a wind tunnel after the engineers at Lutus came up with the technology to achieve the aerodynamics. Lutus has worked on the project with Hope Technology, which has supplied the bike's frame and wheels, and engineering partner Renishaw."
Norwich Market could turn to the University of East Anglia for inspiration in addressing its gull problem. Following calls for a hawk to be flown over the market to quell chip-hungry scavengers, the university has shared its own experience of the winged pest control method. A year ago, the University of East Anglia turned its falconry in a bid to address its own trouble with flying pests, this time pigeons. And a spokesman for the university said the efforts have seen 70% decrease in pigeon activity on campus, which it owes to NBC Environment Pest Control. The company began flying Harris Hawks over the campus more than a year ago and is now reaping the benefits. A university spokesman said the UEA campus was designed so that virtually no part of the campus is more than a few minutes' walk from anywhere else. As good as this is for students travelling between classes, it means many features of our distinctive university, such as the elevated walkways and concrete overhangs, are an attractive place for pigeons. It became clear that in a number of key areas, the pigeon guano was a serious issue for our students and staff, particularly wheelchair users. NBC was able to deliver a humane solution which fit the needs of our site. As a result, we have seen a significant reduction in the potential risks posed to our staff, students, and visitors.
When Dereham artist Nick Chinnery began painting a watercolour of a Norwich landmark on each day of the last lockdown, he never imagined his work would be bought by Delia Smith to hang at the city's football club. But after this newspaper reported on how Mr. Chinnery had brought joy to the Secret Norwich Facebook group with his beautiful paintings, ITV Anglia picked up the story and beamed it onto the television of the celebrity chef and joint majority shareholder of Norwich City FC. "I got a phone call the very next morning and had a chat," said Mr. Chinnery. "I tried to take that in because the sheer enormity of it is like, wow, does that really happen?" The phone call seemed too good to be true at first. I rang them back and said, "Are you winding me up? Tell me this isn't a wind-up." "And it wasn't," said the artist. "The set of 101 paintings now hang at the club's Yellow's Bar and Grill." "I thought the story was wonderful," said Delia. "A painting for every day of lockdown, I thought, was quite historic, really, because that will be remembered, won't it, in the future, that there was this empty city and a painting was done every day." She added, "I just thought he was so talented, the colour, the detail, they just leap out at you. We're very proud and honoured to be able to have them here."
A PE teacher put his best foot forward by walking 14 miles to school as part of a project encouraging parents and children to ditch the car. James Roberts, sports coach at St William's Primary in Thorpe St Andrew, Norwich, chose to put his message into practice on the last day of term. After a 14-mile trek from his home in Woodham, a four-hour trip that took him through the back roads of Poringland and Trouse, he was welcomed through the school gates by pupils. Mr. Roberts decided to practice what he preaches as the end of term culmination of a project he set up at Easter called The Green Machine, which has encouraged parents and children to walk, cycle or scoot to school. Mr. Roberts said, "The children have all absolutely loved it. I stand on the gate usually, and they come up so enthusiastic that they've walked. Parents have been saying their children have been nagging. It has involved the whole school, including the nursery children, and each class has had a tally chart every week on how they come to school, and we can look back on that and see improvements from when we started."
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Marianne and John will follow on now with part two, with more news, a second feature and information desk. So, Sophie and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.